Okay. All right. So I want to get to know you first because I can go tons of different directions with this. And I'm a pretty interactive person. So we'll be using the slides, but I'll bounce off of wherever you want to go. So like she said, I have 20 years of experience in education, not including like my own education, which actually is experience too, right? But I have a ton of different ways that we can take this. I have some things that I'd like to share at some point throughout the presentation, but I need to get to know you first. So I need your, how many years have you been homeschooling? Mine is 16. Okay, how many children do you have? I have 6. And then what are their grade levels? I have 10th, 9th. Well, she does 9th grade work, but she's 8th grade activities. That's why I have like separate 6th, 4th, 1st, and pre-K. Or you can say it however you choose to say how you deem with your homeschool. Go ahead.
I've been homeschooling 25 years.
Okay.
I've got 7 kids.
Mm-hmm.
4 are like graduated, you know, college, you know, mm-hmm. And then I've got a 9th grader, 6th grader, and 4th grader.
Awesome. Those are fun grades.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry. That's going like 3 years, I guess.
Okay.
Got a 2nd grader, kindergartner, and pre-K.
Awesome. Did you have a kid that was in school before and pulled out, or have you always homeschooled? Always homeschooled.
Yep.
Okay.
What am I telling? Just my kids?
Yeah, so how many years have you been homeschooling? These are mine. How many kids do you have, and what ages or grades?
This is my 5th year homeschooling. Okay. I've got 6. I have 2 older ones that are in 8th and 6th that go to school.
Yeah.
And I homeschool the younger 4, 4th, 3rd, 1st, and preschool.
Awesome. The ones that go to school, do they do everything at school, or do you do half and half? Or
everything at school.
Everything at school, okay.
Right now, I have 8 kids. 3 are at home. 1 is mentoring with his older brother, and I'm doing nothing.
Okay.
And the other 2 are in public school.
Okay.
I previously homeschooled my older 4 children, and well, 3 because 1 was too young, but so I haven't done it for quite a while, but I'm in that position where I feel like I need to be making that transition.
Okay, gotcha, okay.
My oldest is 16, and my older 3 have done a few years here and there at public school at various times, and right now we're all homeschooling.
All homeschooling.
So, yep, my youngest is 5, so we have
all the things. I love it.
Yep. I've been homeschooling for 34 years, myself and my kids.
Yes.
And then,
we should all add a little bit.
Right. And then we have 10 kids, and oldest is 17, so almost all the grades.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We have a connection for our work with our kids before and stuff, but I love her. She's really awesome. So fun.
I was homeschooled and have been homeschooling since my oldest was born 18 years ago. And we have 8 kids, and we don't subscribe to the grade system at all.
That's fine. Yeah, if you have whatever you want. Uh-huh. My kids, we do like sports and different things like that and whatever, and we do a couple of different things where we assign grades or whatever, and it's fine whichever way you choose. Uh-huh.
I was homeschooled too.
Yeah.
But my oldest is 4 and then 2. So we're in preschool.
Yeah.
Now supposed to start like
preschool
year this year.
Yeah.
But yeah, this year will be kindergarten.
Yeah.
So.
That's awesome. I actually like, as I have older kids, my preschool like went away. Like it's like, kids incorporated into everything. But my youngest, he's just super fun. So I spend a ton of time with him. So like preschool has made its re-insurgence. Just because we have fun.
I have 5 kids.
Okay.
4 are adults.
Uh-huh.
My youngest is 14. He's the one I'm homeschooling.
Yeah.
I've been doing that for 3 years with him. So
awesome.
One of my other adult kids I did like a semester
with
them. And another one I did like 2 weeks with them.
Gotcha.
So this is like our first, like, we're finally doing this.
Yeah, you're doing it. You're committed to it. Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
This is my first year. I have 3 kids, kindergartner and 2 preschoolers.
Awesome. Cool. Are they twins?
Yeah.
Fun.
This is my first year as well. I have a 5-year-old and then a 3-year-old and an 18-month-old.
Oh, an 18-month-old. That's also a phase.
Mm-hmm.
Like when baby on. Uh-huh.
So I was homeschooled too, and then I've been homeschooling my children for 4 years. I don't know, since I started school. My oldest is going to public school right now. She's in third grade. And then
third grade?
I'm a second grader. Kindergarten.
And second in kindergarten, you're homeschooling?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
And then preschool and baby.
Gotcha. Awesome. That's a lot, right?
It's a lot of fun.
I have got 7 kids. I've been homeschooling for 7 years.
Yeah.
And grades, right?
Yeah.
My oldest is 6th grade.
Yeah.
On down.
On down. Okay.
So I have I've been homeschooling for 1 year. I have 7 kids, and we are in kindergarten and preschool.
Kindergarten and preschool, okay.
I've been homeschooling for 5 months with a 12-year-old.
Bring it on! You're in, like, the rim, like, woo! Yeah, go ahead. 12. Okay, cool. Awesome. Okay, I'm going to get going. We introduced ourselves, but you guys might have to tell me during the... just tell me. Go for it.
Okay, what just name and how many... Okay.
So how many years have you been homeschooling? Okay. How many kids do you have, and age levels or grades?
Okay, so since 2020, and I have 6th grade down to preschool.
Okay,
4
cool.
kids.
Awesome.
Since 2020, 2 kids, 11 and 7.
Okay.
3 years, 3 kids, 11 down there.
11 on kindergarten. Okay, we have a really great mix in here. I love it. So what we're going to start talking about here is life-worthy curriculum, okay? Choosing and creating curriculum that is worthy of your child's future. So it's fun because I have a master's in curriculum, but I hate curriculum, okay? So, like, I have both sides. It's super important to have plans. It's super important to do things, but curriculum stifles me as a person and for my children. And I have a word for it, but it's not really appropriate to say here, but, like, I sampled all the curriculums everywhere, right? Like, I was just, in fact, in my master's degree, I had, like, hundreds of homeschool curriculums that I went through and evaluated for one of my master projects. And so, like, I've been through the gamut of all that. It's expensive. It takes a lot of time. There's a lot to it, but I still believe that you should have curriculum, a plan, and things like that. So how do we manage that? How do we mitigate that? Who else feels the same way? Yes? Yes? Okay. All right. So I'll use this example. And actually, Jenny Phillips and I are really good friends. So it's nothing against good and the Beautiful, because she's doing an amazing job, amazing work, and it works for a lot of people. I started with a lot of different things, but Good and the Beautiful took up a little bit of my time in the middle. And it was during a time where I could sit down next to my children because I had, like, 3 homeschooling at that time or whatever, and it took, like, an hour per kid per subject, right? So, like, when you start adding up those different time requirements, it doesn't work, right? And then they came out with the math program where they had the video, and then they had to do it, and they could do it a little bit more self-taught kind of thing, but it just still wasn't jiving. It wasn't working for us. If it works for you, great. I'm not downing on it at all. But the point I'm trying to get to is we only have so many hours in a day, right? Okay, so who wants to be my volunteer? Anybody? Anybody? No? Uh-huh. Okay, all right. So hold on. How many kids did you have?
I have 4.
4. Okay, great. Yes. This is perfect. Okay, so, like, go through a day. Like, what are you responsible for in your household?
Making breakfast.
Did somebody chuckle? Somebody chuckled. Go ahead.
Making breakfast, cleaning breakfast up.
Mm-hmm. How long does that take somebody back here? Anybody? How long does making breakfast, cleaning up breakfast?
All day.
Yeah. It can't take all day. Sometimes months on those dishes. I'm like, that's been sitting here since Christmas. No, just kidding. Okay, go ahead.
Getting kids dressed, ready for the day, then starting on school.
Right.
I have 2 in homeschool right now, so it's going between both of them, and then I have 2 little ones that aren't in school yet, so putting the little one down for a nap, and then, of course, there's lunch and snacks and dinner, so always cooking and cleaning.
Cooking and cleaning. And there's probably some laundry in there, okay? Running a kid somewhere, a doctor's appointment, something like self-care for you, hair appointment, do whatever, you know, whatever. Whenever I was younger, like, I threw my whole self into everything my kids, right? Okay? As I'm getting older, it that it balance doesn't work for me. Okay. I have stuff that I have to do myself. And then I have stuff that I have to do with my children. And I didn't have enough time to follow the prescripted curriculums. Okay. And the ones that there's plenty out there that can kind of, you can balance, right? So what I want to say is in my introduction, there are so many things to learn, right? People over all the centuries have sacrificed their entire lives for all of this education that we have at our fingertips, and we take it for granted sometimes. And sometimes as homeschool families, we overdo it, right? Because we're like, oh, my child should know every Shakespeare play, right? Or if they're not reading every second of the day, are they going to get all of these awesome books? Or how are they going to go to college with me? Like, because then it's a personal thing, right? Because like, am I preparing them for the life that they're going to live? Oh, but then they need to learn how to weld, because maybe my son's going to go out and make all these trailers or start a business or blah, blah, blah. Do you guys go through this every single year at the beginning of the year? Uh-huh. I've been there. I've done that. Okay. But the fact of the matter is that we can't do it all, right? So we're going to talk about what is a life-worthy curriculum for your kids. So I want you guys to turn to your neighbor, talk in small groups, and I want you to answer these. What curriculum are you currently using? What are the pros and cons of what you are doing? And what questions do you have or would like to learn most today? Try to keep it to like 2-3 minutes. I know that's fast, but 2-3 minutes. Go for it. I'm going to just peer in. One more minute. Okay. All right. I know it's barely enough time to share some of these things. About 3 to 5 people share. What curriculum are you using? Raise your hand. Do it fast. What curriculum?
Say what?
Yep.
Good and Beautiful for Language Arts.
Okay, for Language Arts. Okay, another one?
Simply Charlotte Mason. Saxon Math.
Two more?
Teaching textbooks.
Good and the Beautiful Math.
And the math you see over.
Awesome. Okay. What are the pros and cons of what you are doing? Give me like time or something like that.
The pros are it helps kind of structure me and it helps my anxiety feel like I'm getting the things in and I don't stress as much about missing something.
Mm-hmm.
The cons have been the time. Sitting down and making the time.
It's difficult. It really is. And it gets harder. Yeah. Uh-huh. Anybody else? Mm-hmm.
Saxon Math homeschool, like they can do it themselves. It takes very little input from me.
Sure.
It's just being consistent. It's very repetitive and can get boring for them.
Okay.
But we've learned how to mitigate that for us.
Okay. Yeah. To bring back in the, I'm going to talk about that. You guys are going to love it. I'm telling you. We're going to get into the gift of this presentation a little bit. Who else? Anybody else?
I had to step out, so I missed a little bit. But
yeah.
With my son, he started out with curriculum.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I knew.
Yeah.
Coming from public school.
Sure.
But now we're to the point where I'm like, I'm tired of curriculum.
Sure.
So now I'm like wanting to like move into something that's more my vision of what homeschool was.
Sure.
Probably more project based.
Yes.
But yet still like, but.
Mm-hmm.
So we're like trying to find that.
Right in the middle. Good. This is the fastest for you. Woohoo! Okay. All right. So, the questions that you have for me, keep them. Okay. I just wanted you to brainstorm those a little bit. Okay. Who gets to choose what your child learns, right? Okay, so I have actually put together programs for the states, okay? And I actually remember when the Utah went crazy with Common Core math, okay? Like where people were like rioting, it was like a real thing, okay? I understand some places where they were coming from, but I also feel like it like when you attack education in any of its forms, like then like why wouldn't somebody attack the way you, like we get to choose, right? And there's all sorts of different ways. But like when you pop into like this, these are all the state standards, okay? Like when you go through them, and if any of you are involved in a state program and you have to stick to these or whatever, which even with me, I've had to like go at it with one of my teachers. Like I'm like, that's totally a state standard. So know your state standards. You don't have to like memorize the book like I have. But when you go into these, the reason that I put it in, it's not always the enemy, okay? There's been a lot of brilliant minds who have pulled these things together from like the ages, the times, right? It's a difficult job, right? Taking everything that I just told you about, right? Like all of this amazing information that we have in our world and like pulling it into like, what should these kids know? How can they benefit in the future, right? And not all of them are coming from a lobbyist standpoint or like a political view. Some of them really want the best education for our kids, right? So when you go through here, like when you go into like, let's do writing here, okay? So when you pop into that, oh, this is really small. Sorry. Okay, but right here, write arguments to support claims. Who doesn't want their kid to be able to support, like to write an argument, right? Who doesn't want their kid to be able to stand up and be able to you don't want your kid, oh yeah, for you. Yeah, no, do not argue with me. You can learn this and don't use it on me. I like that, yeah. Okay, but what they've done is when you look through their levels, they like break it down. Now, I don't sit with my kids and like, can you do this? No, I don't do that. But sometimes when I'm writing something, I'll evaluate my kids, right? You guys are the best evaluators of your kids. So whenever I watch my kids day in, day out, you know their weaknesses, you know their strengths, right? That's so fun because in public school, we have a prescribed for everybody involved, right? But when we pull our kids home, don't use a prescribed curriculum for everything. Like sometimes I would find myself, because I was so worried about holes. That's my worst word in homeschooling, right? Holes. And you're like, what if my kid has a hole in their writing? And then they go to college and I look like an idiot because they're going to tell them they were homeschooled. But, you know, like that was like back when. I don't feel like that anymore. But you were always like, oh, no, I'm going to have to teach that. They have this in our curriculum book. I have to teach that because I am responsible for their education. Have you guys ever felt that? Like anxiety, right? Okay, so I got to a point where I was like, no, like whatever. Or like my kid's really good at that. Why are we going to spend an entire day on that today? Right? Like, or whatever. Or, oh, my kid's not so good at that. Right? Like I need to go find some other resources for that. Okay. So what I'm saying is with these state standards, they are actually awesome jumping points for like, okay, my kid's having a really hard time writing a story. So you can go back into their narrative one and say, what is the progression that they want kids to follow through the years to get from point A to point B? Now, I've taught in a school district, right, like before I had kids. I've also taught at the university level for 7 years. And I will tell you, not many kids make it through the progressions, all right? Hardly anybody. Comes, like, I literally had to stop and start writing sentences again with some of my students because they hadn't been properly trained, right? So my other thing to that is just because they have like level 5, level 6, level whatever, and in 5th grade, if your kid isn't providing general observations and focus, woo, okay? Bring them back to where they are and move them along the path. But this is an amazing pathfinder, right? If you use it the way you need to use it, not the way that state testing uses it. Don't even get me started on state testing. We're not talking about that today. Okay. don't agree with it. Okay, but I do agree with testing. That's another one, too. I wish I had, like, 3-5 hours a whole day, a retreat. Okay, so.
Sign us up.
I know, woo! It would be a party. Okay, so what I'm going to talk about is the building blocks of education. Okay, what are they? Why are they important? They give you your education the ability to go somewhere, okay? So if you think about your kid's education, even your education as a bicycle, okay, if it has little itty-bitty tiny wheels of just, like, all these, like, memorized facts of, you know, 14, whatever, when did Christopher Columbus come here, whatever, you get this far, right? Okay? But if you add things to your education that make those wheels bigger and allows your child to go somewhere with that education, that's the thing. So always ask yourself, as you're learning something, okay, am I giving my child the bigger wheels to go somewhere with their education? Or are these tiny wheels where, like, they're memorizing a fact and we're done? Okay? So building blocks, I talk about this all the time because as homeschoolers, we have really lofty ideals of teaching, like, giving our kids the entire world of education, right? I have that, and my first one humbled me, my first child. My second child, if she would have came first, I would have been, like, a rock star. But because the first one came and he was like, I'm not drinking your Kool-Aid, right? He did for a while and whatever and blah, blah, blah. But it wasn't for him, right? But I'm not going to let him out of my house without a certain level of knowledge, okay? So, like, imagine you're sitting at your family dinner table, like, you know, or your child is, okay, 10 years down the road. And somebody's like, you know, like, plant and animal cells. They're different, right? What? Oh, what? Or, you know how America, like, there was founding fathers. What? Founding fathers? What? Right? Okay, so, like, this general course of knowledge that allows us to speak with people, to have a general understanding of our world, to, like, math. Math is great, right? Like, if somebody's like, hey, 2 times 2. Oh, what? What? And I know those are, like, really simplified things, but think about that. Like, think about things that you talk about on a daily basis, and your child's world will be different, but there are building blocks. So when people say, like, I'm going to totally, like, let my kid go and do whatever I want, I will tell you, I have been to foreign countries. I just got back from Thailand and visited one of their education systems and their schools and different things like that. There are literal people who don't know how to read, okay? They're illiterate, right? There are literal people who do not have a basic understanding. So when we pull back everything and just say, okay, my kid just gets to play or whatever, which if that's the way you do it and you pull things in, but I will say there is a general understanding of knowledge that you want your kid to have. It might not be the same for everybody. We don't have time to do everything, but find out what those building blocks are in your house and build on them. So I don't want to teach the building blocks. I hate the building blocks, okay? So when I'm talking about building blocks, I'm talking about, like, general grammar, right? Or, like, even phonics, like, you know, whatever, all the things. I liked it at the beginning. It was very invigorating. Now I'm like, woof, wasted my time, okay? Or general math concepts, right? Historical things. Because even, like, the dates that I mentioned prior, if you didn't know, like, where America was on a map, that's a problem, okay? Like, that's going to be a problem later on, right? A general course of knowledge. Science, right? If you don't know that there are poisonous things in the world, right? Like, that's going to be a problem, okay? So, like, when you go through those things, I don't love teaching the basics. If you haven't noticed, like, I'm up here, like, my thought processes are, I'm always like, ooh, like, talk to me, like, I don't small talk. When you come to me, we, like, get into the nitty gritty, okay? So the building blocks are extremely boring for me, and I found that out as I was sitting next to my children because I was hating it some days, like, where I was like, oh, geez, open up that book again, I will sit here, and then you get on your phone and your kid's, like, off, and you're like, wait a second, now I can't be on my phone. You know what I'm talking about, right? Okay, so what I have done, and you guys can choose whatever you want, okay, but I use it's a Cellus, okay, and I'm going to tell you why this works for me. You can choose whatever you want, okay? So I am out of the house. I have a lot of responsibilities, okay? I would say, and I teach music 2 days a week every other week, okay? And then on the off weeks, I have other things that I have to go do, grocery shopping, go get a massage, you know, like, I'm serious. My arm doesn't work unless I do it. Okay? Or other things I've, like, you know, go and get a supplies, prepping things, or even, like, just time at home where I'm like, kids, don't talk to me because I'm planning something out for you, right? So I have to be able to manage my kids' school from wherever I'm at, okay? Because when you leave them and you come back, unless you have, like, really, really amazing kids and you are, like, the best manager in the whole entire world, sometimes you're like, did you get anything done? Oh, no, no. Okay. So this helps me. Like, this is today. So I've been gone all day. All right. So Jackson has already finished his schooling. Jade has already finished her schooling. He's preschool. Leave him alone. Okay. She has she's almost done. Hunter is on it right now. Like, these two are working on it right now as we speak because it's right there. And then I can toggle in to any of these things. So data, I love data. Okay. But you have to learn how to use it because data can become overwhelming too. Okay, but then I can go into and see what she's done, what's her grade point average. If something's going wrong and something's going off or she's not making her progress, I can call, hey, are you okay? That test didn't go so well. You want to wait till I get home? I'll go over it with you. Okay, I can go over things with my kids. I just can't teach it and then go over it, right? So that's what I was finding with myself was that my kids were losing it because I was just teaching the information at the very beginning and then I didn't have time to help them. Does that make sense? Okay. So what this does is this is the building blocks. Acellus takes my kids, my son, it takes him a little bit longer. Right here, it takes him a little longer. He's a sophomore. But whenever you jump into these things, what this gives me the ability to do, it's two things. Number one, it allows me to like actually analyze the data, see where they're hurting, see what they need help with, and jump into that spot. And what it allows me to do is the fun stuff that I'm going to talk about later, okay? Because when I was just doing the building blocks, all of this stuff that I have been built for, to, like, build these amazing experiences for my children, it wasn't there. It was non-existent. Why? Because I was tired. I was done. Like, we're done with it. Walk me out, right? So this is giving me that ability. So what I'm saying is find a curriculum that works for you, right, that you can get done in a minimal amount of time. So the building blocks, I don't like it to be more than 2 hours a day. 1 to 2 hours on those building blocks. Get them in, get them out, and quit saying to your kids, oh, you're done? Oh, here's some more. Would you like to read something else? My kids hated that, right? When I was doing it by myself, they would get it done fast, and then I would be like, oh, okay, well, let's do something else. And they're like, wait a second, I need a deadline. Like, I need to be done, right? So that's what that does. So find one that allows you to do that. Okay.
Is it just like a program tracker?
No, it's an actual curriculum. So. Okay. Yeah, so Acellus, whenever you go into, it's a video-based curriculum, which I'll talk about that in a second. For a long time, I wasn't opposed to it because I'm a huge techie person, but with all the studies coming out with technology and different things, and then people were like, don't let your kids sit on computers all day, you know, and all that kind of stuff. And I was watching kids in, like, the public school sit for, like, 8 to 10 hours online all day. And I didn't like that. I didn't want my kid to be sitting down for 8 to 10 hours. Number one, like, we'll gain weight and we won't play and we won't do this. And that's too much time, right? And I started homeschooling for it to be less hours than school, right? So I didn't like that. But the more wisdom that I have, find something that doesn't take the whole day, right? With a regular teacher. These are video-based ones. They can go into them anytime they want. The other reason I chose Acellus is affordability. So most high school curriculums cost between $3,000 and $4,000 if it's taught by, like, teacher-led and different things like that. This one with, there's a scholarship that if you watch Science Live on Wednesdays, it's only $700 per year for your child. Like, it's a little over $700. I'm not willing to pay my college tuition for my kids for their high school, okay? So there's a lot of reasons for this. And if you want to talk to me about that, I can talk about it later. But the whole point is find something that frees you up in whatever area you want. If you don't want to teach the advanced stuff, find an out-school class for that. And then you do the building blocks, right? Like, it can be transferred wherever your talent is, but your kids need your talent. Does that make sense? Okay, the other thing is managing your house, okay? So when you, this is the question that I always like to ask, okay? And it's later on in my slideshow. But if you were the CEO of your homeschool, okay? Think about it. Top dog. All right? Would you fire you?
Yes.
Or?
We've already had this conversation.
I understand it. Okay. Or would you give yourself a raise?
Yes.
All right? Different days, I have different answers. All right?
Yeah.
But I had a come to moment where I was like, okay, my house is a mess. Whenever I'm giving all of it to my homeschool, right? I can't handle it. I get anxiety, you know, like whatever. It's so much, so much. Or, I want to give time to the service organization, right? Like I run tons of stuff in my town, right? And it takes like a lot of work, right? And I had to figure out like how do I balance that, but like still give my kids what they need, still clean my house, still cook dinner, still do all of this, whatever. It has taken a long time to get where I'm at right now, but I have found management apps. Okay. If you were a CEO, would you have any problem pulling up QuickBooks for your accounting? No. So for your homeschooling, find management apps for yourself. Okay. If it's not technology, go find something on Etsy. They have tons. Okay. Planners, whatever, whatever it takes for your personality type, go get that. And then evaluate yourself, not in the like anxiety form where you're like, oh, I'm doing so bad. Okay. But in the form of like, what areas am I weak? How could I improve? Right. Okay. So I use this one. Okay. So this one's called Privilege Points. I have it on my phone on here again. Remember, I have to leave sometimes. I'm not always with my kids. And so I need to be able to have them running on a smooth schedule and then them to be able to report back to me without me calling all the time and be like, hey, did you get that living room done? Because somebody's coming over tonight and I am out of my mind, right? Okay, you guys have all been there, right? I see the smiles on your face. Okay, so they earn points and then those points they get to turn in for like video game time or TV time or a daddy-daughter date or this or that, or whatever, like any type of experience. Uh-huh.
How does it track? Do each of the children have a smartphone or is it just on your
so
phone?
So all of my older three kids have smartphones and then all three of my younger kids, I have dug out of the technology trash can iPads. So stuff that we thought we'd never use again. I'm like, you can use this for purchase. Yeah. Yay. Okay. So, because it can get expensive, but a lot of them have this, or you could have like a main computer where they track because you can pull it up. And then on their devices, all they see is theirs. Okay. So like Jackson, I mean, he's killing it, right? 119. And then he's already done. So like he cleaned the music room, which is the Toadie app. That's another one that I use. It's right here. Okay, and so like as you toggle into these different ones, you can write down all the specific assignments. Because like whenever you tell your kid like, hey, go clean the brown bathroom. Oh, okay, I can do that. I don't know what to do. I think it looks clean, right? But it gives them different things and then they click it and then they press just did it, right? And you can put like that needs to happen every day, that needs to happen every month, whatever, and they just pull it up. And for my kids, we do every like a quarter. They switch chores. So like that way they get multiple opportunities. Okay. So they send these things in. But what this management app does is like this one has a checklist. So like to get ready in the morning, they have to do all these things. Then they can send it in. All right. Because, I had one kid that didn't like taking showers. Like I was like, what? You come from me. Like how, what? You know, or brushing your teeth or this or that or whatever. So whatever is important in your household, like if you're paying a ton in dentists, like cavities and stuff, put brush your teeth on the list, okay? Or like gospel study is really important in our house. So they have 15 minutes of gospel study. Mark it off. Complete your Acela schoolwork. Whoops. Make your bed. Eating a serving of vegetables, okay? Eating a serving of fruit. Take out the trash. Clean playroom. These are all of his stuff for today. This is what he needs to get done, okay? And then they have bonus chores, too, that they can do in here as well. So like one of the bonus chores, my daughter, this one, she loves it. She does create something. So I want my kids to be creators, not consumers. And so whatever I feel is valuable in our family's life, I put on here and there's a reward for it, right? So create something. I have literally an entire wall of creations because of this app. They're always like in there doing stuff, whatever. So if you find that your family, like you're like, oh, that's lacking. Maybe it's physical exercise, like, or like getting outside, right? Like you need some vitamin D, kid. Like, and they're not doing it on their own, put it some way to manage that so you can take it off of you, right? How many of you guys like reminding your kids every single day what to do? I hate it, right? So get something else that can be that third party, and then you can be like, hey, I see that you're not getting this done. Do you need some help with that? Do you need an idea? Like, do you want to play hopscotch outside? Do you want to do this? It frees your mind up from the reminding, like constantly, okay, is everybody doing everything that they need to be doing, to hey, let's go have fun. Let's go jump rope. Let's kick that to-do list, right? And who doesn't like a checklist? My kids all like it. Yeah.
So I've created a bunch of different systems, yeah. And a lot of times we get so far and then they like kerplop.
Totally.
So how do you keep this like moving mm-hmm. and working?
So I will say there will always be ebbs and flows, okay? And the first thing is don't disband like the system, unless the system sucks. Like, don't disband it. Like this one, there was a time where I went off of it because I wasn't seeing, like, I thought I wasn't seeing the result. Like, you know, like, I was like, ah, it's just not as effective, or I have to, like, go through this again, or blah, blah, blah. But whenever I came back to it, I was like, oh my gosh, they were doing so much, like, when I looked at their history. So that's why data is important for you, too. Like, keeping a journal, keeping, like, different things or whatever, because sometimes our emotions get the best of us when data will actually, like, lead us. Does that make sense? Data is like a curse word in homeschooling a lot, because we're like, woo, untether me, right? But it really helps us, whether it's writing down, like, okay, I think this went well today. I think this didn't go well, right? And then you can make choices based on that versus emotion. Because sometimes our procedures is because we get tired or because we're like, I can't do that one more day, right? And sometimes we need to take a break. Just like when you take a medication, sometimes doctors will be like, okay, that vitamin's not having the same effect it was when you first started taking it and you're not getting your sleep. Let's take a break, and then we'll come back to it again, right? And it has more efficacy, right?
So what's your system, once they earn the points, to make sure, like, they actually earn and then check off whatever?
Like checking it?
Yeah, so, well, they check it, but then they're in computer time or a date.
Yeah.
So what's your system to make sure that, like...
So this is that they already have it on here. So, like, there's some of the things. We don't have some of the other ones listed yet because the kids, at the new year, they get to pick all the rewards that they want. I let my kids talk, like, kids will analyze themselves, right? And they'll be like, actually, I really would rather this or whatever. And, like, negotiating, they're like, hey, Mom, I have to, like, work an entire week to get, like, 30 minutes of video game time. I'm like, that was intended. but like, they also have penalties. So, like, schoolwork is super important to me. I don't want to have to stay on them about it. So, like, minus 20 points, like, shoot, you can't even earn that in a day, like, with your stuff. So make sure it's done. We had a problem with my kids because technology, you have to manage it. I love technology, okay? But it has also been the curse of my existence as a homeschool mom because kids will, like, we've done the Circle app. We've done, like, this, whatever. When you come down to it, your kids have to have self-control, right? That's where you have to get to, and you have to help them get there. But they were watching, like the little kids would go up and watch Disney Junior while I was helping one of the older kids or whatever, and I was so sick of it, right? So when you get to that point where you're like, this is happening all the time, create a system to put it in its place, right? And teach kids why it's there, right? So that's what we do, and then you have a history of all the things, and I can, like, deny it. So, like, poor Jackson, if I was, oh, let me go to Jackson. So he sent in one, and if I go to this one and I say, denied. You totally didn't brush your teeth. I smelled your breath this morning. Whatever. And it'll send it back to him and he'll have to go brush his teeth. But it's a really awesome way. The kids love it because they get to communicate with you in a different way. All those things. Privilege points. There's tons of them out there though, you guys. I'm not like selling any one of these. I'm just saying these types of things, implement them in your way because it actually matters. It has made a huge difference in my homeschooling. Okay, sorry. Yes. Like so I just keep them really low, like 1 point or something like that. Like make your bed. Like I think they should do that without anything, but oh, lo and behold, kids have free agency. So I always like, I try to, and like the other night, okay, so both of my older kids are on crutches right now. One has a level 3 sprain. She's not going to be walking for a few months. And then the other one, he has sprained ankle too from basketball. It is what it is. And I'm going in for surgery this next week, and I'll be down for 6 weeks. And so I'm like, shoot, what are we going to do? Right? Like, because, like, my older kids' chores, they matter. Like, they actually matter. Yeah. So I was talking to my kids about it. I'm like, this is what I'm a little, like, scared about. And, like, this is what we're going into. We finally got, you know, the house to a place where, you know, like, whatever. Because I can't even wipe after the surgery. I can't even wipe the countertops. I can't vacuum. Nothing. Like, I'm down. And so I'm like, whew. Right? And so my little kids, do you know, because we were cleaning the kitchen, and I had a lot of dishes. Like, I have an island that is probably as big, like, it's like an entire slab of granite, okay? It's huge. It was covered with dishes, okay? Because we all get there, All right?
Don't judge me.
But I was like, I've got to get this done before I go in for the surgery, before I come to this conference, you know, whatever. Do you know that my two little girls stayed up with me till 1 o'clock cleaning and drying and whatever? They haven't done that in their whole entire life, right? Okay, they've done things, okay? They've done little things, but they stepped up to the plate. And so I have bonus chores on here where I'm like, you get an extra 20 points for doing that, whatever. And I don't recommend keeping your little kids up till 1. Okay, disclaimer. All right, but what I'm saying is kids will come up to the plate. But my kids were super excited. Like when I was like, you get this. Instead of having to always dole out money, I don't have money for that. Like, I don't want to, like, always pay my kids for doing, like, making their bed or brushing their teeth. Like, you should do that. But this is an easy way to, like, have non-monetary things.
Sorry, I know you're trying to move.
Oh, yeah, it's okay.
Do you ever have a problem then where they, because we just started doing bonus points?
Yeah, yeah.
And where they want to be given points for every single thing you ask.
Oh yeah, totally.
I mean, where you're like, okay, throw this diaper, well, how many points is it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, you'll definitely get there. Totally. I know, I have been there, done that. Yeah. That happened more like when we first started. It kind of goes away. And, what I'll teach, if we get to it, later on is like when we're building our core of our kids, right? So at that point, you have to like step back and say, okay, this isn't a points issue. This is them thinking that they're entitled to something, right? So then you start having lessons on entitlement for their age. And so you always have to step back on whatever situation, whatever curriculum's throwing at you, whatever, and like, what's the actual root cause of this? And then you address that, if that makes sense. And then whenever they ask for that again, because they will, you're like, excuse me, are you entitled to points or do you live in this house and I feed you? Okay. And then you walk past it, okay? All right. Okay, so learning how to learn. So when we're in our curriculums, you could get overwhelmed even by the building blocks, right? Like when you sit down at the beginning of the year is huge for me. Like I take 2 weeks. It's more than that. Like it's a whole summer, right? Of being like, okay, what worked this last year? What is, like, what do I need to go? Like what, all those questions, right? And then inside, sometimes you're like, ooh, I dropped the ball. How do I catch them up? Or this or that or whatever. Oh my gosh, I'm never going to catch them up. I should just stop, right? Or what, you guys know these feelings, right? Okay. So, whenever you come right down to it, there are building blocks, right? Come back down to that. See where your kid's at. Move forward. If they're not writing yet, so be it. Start with a sentence. Okay. It's not a big deal. Like seriously, college kids weren't writing well. And I'm pretty sure that somebody gave them an A somewhere along the line. Okay. And I'm like, this was not fair to me. Okay. We should be writing books, but no, I'm just kidding. Okay. But learning how to learn, most important thing. Always put that in the back of your head. So whatever you choose, whatever building block you choose, learning how to learn is the most important thing, okay? My kids know how to learn. If I tell my kids, hey, like for instance, which I'll talk about this a little later too, but we do huge like unit studies or PBLs, which is, that's my specialty, okay? And I do it with large groups of kids or with just my kids or whatever, and I'll show you guys that in a second because that's like the treat. But if I give my kids, like their big thing that's coming up, we have a Shark Tank on January the 31st, okay? And the Shark Tank is my husband and I sitting in front of them and my older kids that are business worthy, okay, have to create a business. Like they have to have the plan, they have to have this, they have to have whatever, blah, blah, blah. I have not given them one thing unless they come up to me and they're like, hey, what do you think about like this prototype? Do you like whatever? They'll go up to my husband or whatever. Like I don't help them go find the business plan. I don't go help them do that. Why? Because I've already mentored them to learn how to learn. Like, they get on Google. That's why you can't, like, because, like, when you retract all technology, you're like, oh, shoot, you actually can't look that up. Give them the ability to do that. Teach them self-control with those things. And then teach them how to learn. Like, teach them how to go find all of those building blocks. Because the building blocks will come in at that point, too. But something that will hinder this is if they don't have the proper building blocks, they won't even know what to ask. Okay? Does that make sense? That's why it's so important to keep a running homeschool of the building blocks, like of the basics, right? Because those basics are what inspire your children. Believe it or not, phonics will do that. I mean, like if you can't read something, you're not going to be able to go out and grab it, right? You know what I'm saying? Okay, so teach the child the skills they need to learn, the self-discipline and motivation, and they will never stop. Ooh, these two words. You guys, you know, see me on that? That'll come as long as you're consistent. I know. It takes work. We can't just step back. It really does take work to teach these types of things. Okay? Motivation, whole nother thing. We talked a little bit about it with the privilege points. Okay. Don't vilify forms of learning. For example, like technology, So here's my, this is how I want to reframe, okay? Anybody, okay? So has anybody come up to you and been like, oh my gosh, you don't know how to use a sundial? Right?
You guys have learned that?
Right? Oh my goodness, right? Could you imagine? What?
One of my kids gave me that one.
No, you know, right? Could you imagine somebody coming up to you and thinking, like telling you you're stupid for not being able to use a sundial? That's ludicrous, right? The same thing is coming out with calculators. Now, I make my kids do calculations, like, in their head. Otherwise, you feel like an idiot when somebody's like, hey, what's a 12 plus 4? Like, you know, if you're always on it. So, like, I do, like, addition, subtraction, multiplication, and whatever, division, so that they can do that rudimentary kind of stuff. But I'm like, you can have a calculator for whatever you want. And if you go and have to do the state testing, or if you have to go do this or whatever, so be it. Guess what? You get a calculator on the ACT. It's fine. Okay? Even if your kid, that's another thing. I don't even want to talk about that. But, so think about those things. Like, would ever, somebody ever question you, like, at some place, like, for pulling out your calculator and using it on a, like, a large thing? No. You just have to know the processes, right? So, don't vilify forms of learning. Open your mind to all the blessings that we have out here. And we don't have to like learn like Plato and Aristotle did to be geniuses, right? Our kids are geniuses and you just gotta pull that out of them and let them use the tools they need. Okay? All right, here's another one. Stages and changes, okay? So evaluate how much time you really have. Like you write down your schedule. Like what do I really have to do in a day and how much time does it really take? Because there were some times where I was like, okay, yeah, I can put that on. I can do that. Oh yeah, I can do that. And then I felt like by the end of the week, there was never enough time, ever. And that's really a stressful place to be. So evaluate how much time you really have for things, and then you say, okay, this is the priority for our homeschool. This is what each kid needs. How do I fit that into the time that I have, right? And that way, when you prioritize first things first, everything goes great, okay? Don't make everything hinge on you, okay? You are the magic sauce to this homeschool, okay? You really are, okay? And I'll talk about that in a little bit. But do not put it all on these shoulders, okay? Your kids need you emotionally. They need you physically. They need you educationally. They need you in so many ways. And so that's why it's so important to put out, like, what is most important to our family right now? And that might change in 2 months, right? Like, Johnny's got a problem with sweets. I'm going to really focus and talk to him about nutrition, you know, or whatever, blah, blah, blah. Take that down. It could be different for everybody, but don't make it hinge on you. Remember, give them the tools, and then you inspire them, okay? All right, educate yourself. This one's huge. And, you know, I was just talking about how we have no time for anything. But you can't draw water from an empty well. If you're not inspired, bye-bye homeschool, okay? And bye-bye great experience for your kids, all right, if you're not inspired. It does not have to be an education book for you to become a better teacher. You could read about anything. And guess what happens when you read that book? Do you know what? Or it could be on the internet. It could be real. Do you guys know that the vilifying forms, like at the very beginning with social media, I was like, duh, duh, with my kids, right? Like, oh my goodness. And there's still things that you got to be really careful about, which I'm talking about in a teen thing. But don't vilify it. Do you know how many amazing conversations I have had with my children off of reels? Literally, like it's crazy. We'll send them back and forth. We communicate about them. It's not that that's evil. There's some that are evil. Stay away. But it's how you use those tools. Does that make sense? Okay? So inspire yourself. And I know sometimes you're like, oh, Brianne, stop it. I can't inspire. I'm empty. The tank is empty. We'll fill it up. Right? Fill it up and you will feel better. I promise you. Exercising, I hate it. But then, you know what? The doctor told me I had high blood pressure. Shoot. So I have to do 30 minutes of exercise a day. Do you know what I did? I couldn't fill the tank at home. Couldn't do it. So do you know what I did? I went and joined a CrossFit gym over here. But it's been awesome. And do you know what? It took me about like a couple of months before I was like, okay, this is good. Like this feels great, right? And I didn't get breathed from like throwing my son up or walking up the stairs, right? So it's the same thing with homeschool. It might not feel great at the moment when you have to like sit down and you're like, I have dishes to do. I have this to do. I have ADHD and I don't want to sit here and read a book, but inspire yourself. Do whatever it takes. Okay. And then, those educating yourself leads to better choices in your homeschool. You will be so surprised how, I'm religious. So I'm going to say Heavenly Father brings in whatever I've inspired myself with, whatever I've learned. And then I get to teach it to my kids. Always, there's always an experience, right? Okay, all right, we got to rush through this because I'm going to go through the, okay. So just like goals, we need to have a broad overall picture and then dive into the deep on the timeline or spectrum of knowledge, okay? So you guys have, like, we have all of this knowledge that we can choose from, okay? So, like, on the timeline, it is important for kids to kind of know, like, the Egyptians were not right now. Like, they, like, the, you know, the pyramids were later. That's important. And that timeline. But we don't have to memorize those facts, right? They can go find that. That's another rule I have. If my kids can go search it up, we're not going to spend a ton of time on it, right? So then you dig down into whatever that is. Once you choose to dig down in something, you'll be surprised how many spirals come off of it and how many building blocks come off of that, okay? But be careful. Have a start point and an end point for whatever you dig deep on because rabbit holes are real. Okay? And you can get really stuck in diving deep and then you miss out on something else. So like have a start, have an end. Okay? Which I'll show you guys this right here. So this is the unit studies that I did last year. Okay? So I did like building blocks, a lot of them are math or reading, right? In the English language arts area. So I picked like history and science to do a lot of unit studies around and they're my jam. I love them. Okay. So on this one, history. So I also put down like Easter starting the state brand. Hey, all the family's coming over. You're going to be making for that. You're going to be cleaning for that. So make sure when you plan stuff, oh, and yard work will be occurring during these months, right? Like, so I write down, hey, these are big things that might be obstacles for you to do this unit study or this big project base with your kids. So I had just gotten back from Germany. Okay. I went over to Germany, went to the Netherlands and saw the windmills and whatever. I was inspired. Okay? I was like, my kids need to know about this. And I like bought books over there, brought home little projects for them. So I put like, what is the topic? It's Netherlands. We're going to learn about that area of the world. Okay? Then the skills, and it doesn't matter. You could choose Madagascar and watch the movie and then talk about where it's at. And I bet they would know more than most people because most people don't know where Madagascar's at. Okay? But skills, I wanted them to learn how to negotiate and how to do better note-taking because I was noticing on their online videos and stuff that they weren't great note-takers. That's not something we had done in homeschool a lot was, like, being able to, like, take knowledge in and, like, separate it and do all those things, right? So I wanted to work on that. So then the creative part, we were going to do some floral arranging with tulips, painting with because they in the windmills they produce paint, and Rembrandt and Van Gogh because they're from the Netherlands. And maybe botanical art with that. And then making cheese. That one was hard. I'm just going to tell you. Aligning subjects. So I did physics and engineering with windmills. So they had to 3D print a windmill that worked and did all that stuff. We have a 3D printer. Highly recommend. Okay. Science of microbes. So Anthony Leeuwenhoek, he was from the Netherlands. So like I pulled it in. Like so just like search like different things. Science of classification. Carl Linnaeus. He's from Sweden, that one, you know, but it's close. And then good and beautiful botany course. So do you see? Oh, I don't hate it. I use it as a tool. Like I don't, but I just don't go through all of it. Does that make sense? And then this is my biggest thing. Okay. Some of you guys might not be this way, but I am a huge literature nerd. Okay. Because I think that different people's ideas come out in literature that I can't always give my kids. Right. And it gives them this broad understanding of different things. So we had children's literature, older kids' books, and then read-alouds. So we read The Hiding Place, Anne Frank Diary, and then I read Why the Dutch Are Different and Tulip Mania, okay? So, like, I inspired myself so that I could talk to him about those things. They did this. We did not read all of these books, okay? The little kids' books we did. We would sit down and whatever. So then I had, like, resources, virtual field trips. We went down to Thanksgiving Point in Utah. All those things wrapped around it, okay? Now, you can do all of these things willy-nilly, okay? All over the place and random, and it will still benefit your kids. But I will tell you, when you have a plan, and when you go at something and you guys are focusing on something for a little bit of time, there are humongous benefits to this type of education. It's called project-based learning, okay? Unit studies, all there, okay? I have tons of other ones where, oh, and then I put a schedule, but I wasn't really great at the schedule. I'm a free spirit. But science, the next one was astronomy. And then the skills were music creation and AI, right? Painting the night sky, rocket building, history of Aristotle. So you just go through all those things and align it yourself. Okay, so let me go back. We don't have a ton of time. Oh, I wish I had more time with you guys. I love you. Okay, so here's our quests, okay? Identify the life-worthy learning, okay? So I want to ask you guys a question. How many of you guys No, the quadratic equation. Anybody? You know the quadratic equation? Okay. All right. Anybody else? Nobody else knows the quadratic equation? Okay. All right. So, okay. Has that ever hindered you in your life? Okay. And have you used that in your life outside of education? The quadratic equation?
No.
No. But it's taught everywhere. It's on the ACT and it's on this and whatever. Why? Okay. That was bad mitigating by those people who are putting that stuff in there, right? So here's what I ask. Every newspaper you read, are there statistics?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And almost every newscast you listen, do you have statistics?
Yeah, absolutely.
So why, but we spend this much time in statistics in school, right? Okay. So why wouldn't you shift that and be like, okay, do you understand the presidential election statistics and why these ones might be biased and this one might not be and blah, 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 right?
Okay. I know the reason why, but
yeah.
Go on.
I know. So when you come up to these things, these are just examples. There's tons of examples, right? But when you come up to something in your curriculum, whatever curriculum you choose, you say, is this life worthy? Is it going to take me somewhere? Or is it something that they are going to use all the time? Okay, quest two, choosing it. Quit worrying about the mold. Quit worrying about what everybody else is doing. I'm serious. Okay, because if your kid knows how to learn, and if you're always consistently providing them educational experiences, they are going to do what they need to do. But you have to be consistent. Okay, this isn't just like, I'm going to sit in my recliner and do whatever I want. Like, if you're consistent at providing them these things, they will have a great education. Trust me, I thought I did a really bad job for a while, and my kids are coming out really, really wonderful. Okay, it takes work. Plan it and execute it. If you don't have a plan, you're going to fail, right? Teaching for life-worthy learning. Great teaching is great learning. So if you don't have a teaching degree, so be it. But I'm going to tell you, the more you love your kids, the more you inspire them, your homeschool will get better, I promise. Some kids are hard, period. And you'll have to work with that, and it might take years. Totally understand. But if you don't have the capacity to teach your kids, go and find the resources to become a better teacher. I read a teaching book every single month. And I have a master's in it. I've taught it for 20 years. But I still, like, right now I'm reading Teach Like a Pirate. Arr. Okay, so, like, go find something, all right? And it can be in the school one or whatever. You can always take principles from homeschooling or regular school. Okay, constructing a life-worthy curriculum. Who's teaching the building blocks? So figure that out. Is it going to be videos? Is it going to be you? And then put in the PBL and the unit studies or whatever you find fun. If it's, like, crazy road trips, or you're traveling the world, or you're doing something, or you're going in to people, do that.
How many PBLs do you put in or unit studies a year?
So mine, that one was, it also depends. Like sometimes, like if we want to stay on something, I let stuff go. Like I don't like, oh, we're done. We didn't finish the hiding place, like whatever. But I think I had like 9 because we did it like every couple of months because it was really important for me to have a start point and ending point because sometimes things will get in the way and I will like not meet my goal. Oh my goodness. I mean, imagine that, right? But sometimes we'll be like, oh, we didn't do that last week or like for a couple weeks. And then I want to get back on it. I'm like, okay, well, we only have one more week and then we're going to move on. That's really important so that like you're like, oh no, we really need to put it in here. So it's not like, oh, we'll spend a whole year. We only have 18 years with our kids. It's really not that long. So, and you can't fit it all in. Don't try that. Okay, so well-rounded education. This one's actually from my church, but I use it when I plan my homeschooling. This has been a game changer for me, okay? In our church, we do goals, okay? In each one of these areas, I do a goal planning with my kids, all that kind of stuff. But who would have thought? Use it for your homeschool planning, right? So this is what I do to make sure that my kids are getting well-rounded, right? So I say, okay, what kind of spiritual stuff is really important to me that they want to learn? Right now, my kids do a redheaded hostess, like, thing every week that they have to finish and complete. We read scriptures every day. They go to church, you know, like all those kind of things, right? Or they're learning how to be a better person, right? Character training, different things like that. Okay, intellectual. So this is like reading, writing, those building blocks or our PBLs or something like that. And I fill in here. They're social, okay? This is really important for homeschoolers. Learning is actually a social thing. Do you know that chimpanzees are actually really great learners? But they don't like keep it because they're not using it. Like they can't like pass it on. Does that make sense? Crazy. We don't want to be chimps. All right. We got to be social with these kind of things. So learn those things. Or maybe they're really bad at making friends. So you, like make a goal for that. Right. Or put something in your homeschool that works towards that. Physical. Okay. This is really important. Learning. If you go into the studies, if your kids are not getting up in between their curriculum, if they are sitting there for like 8 hours a day, it's no bueno. It's not good for their brain. It's not good for their bodies. Whatever. It's not good for you. Can you imagine? I hate sitting at a desk all the time. Okay? But get them working. Number one, it gets more oxygen. I could go into that. That's a whole nother conversation. So whenever I do this, if this one has totally full and there's hardly anything in these, I'm like, reevaluate, right? Because this is too much, right? We're going to push them into different areas of their lives. And so we pull things into different areas. So whatever you work, this one works for me, but I want you to identify at least four areas that are really important to you in your homeschool, and then make sure you fill in whatever curriculum you're using. Like for us, one thing that we love, oh, this is a plug. This is actually a plug. World Watch News. Have you guys ever watched that? Okay. It's a current event. It comes in every day. It's Christian based. But not too heavy. Like if you're different religions and whatever, it's not too heavy like that. But they come in with awesome stories because my kids can't watch the news all the time. Like I'm like, well, that was really biased or this or that, whatever. World Watch News is awesome and it's fun. And sometimes they bring in little, it's like 5 to 7 minutes every morning. We watch it. It's part of our morning stuff. So like current events would go into here, right? But you guys can always like, what's important to you? What's your kids lacking? Put it in here and then find an activity to do it. Okay. All right. Oh, I'm so sorry. I think we're out of time. I've gone over. But if you have any questions, you can ask. I wish I could give you everything, but I can't right now. Go ahead. Anybody? Yeah.
With all the point system and stuff that you set up, yeah. Did that take a while to kind of figure out?
Oh, yeah.
Because
that's really complicated. Totally. And so did the toting one. In fact, years. Okay? That's the thing. Okay, so, like, we live in this world where it's so fast-paced. Like reels coming at us, like, every 5 seconds or this or that or whatever. Or even just, like, driving, like, in a car, you feel like you have to, you know, like, everything's like you got to keep up. So with all of these things, start where you are, and then you'll be inspired to be like, oh, you know what? I think this might work. Or I think this might work. That's why when we stop things over and over again, even curriculum, like sometimes I would tell people, like, just quit switching curriculums. If you just stick with one, you're going to be, you know, like just stick with what you got and then add to it or change it or morph it into what works for you. So yeah, no, these things have been developed over years of trial and error, and failure is really great for you. I'm just going to tell you guys, it's really good. It stinks, but it's great.
It's okay to fail.
It's great to fail. I try to teach my kids that all the time, so I have to be willing to do it too. Uh-huh.
And then one other question, do you take like at the beginning of the year, do you plan all this or do you do it every week that you work on it, like you as a parent?
Yeah, so I think it's super important to get a big overall picture, right? Like I need to have like where I'm going, I need to see where I'm going so that everything else, like I don't let things come in that's not part of that big picture, right? And so I had to get really good at this because I'm a yes person and everybody wanted to use me, right, in my town, right? Like, oh, Brianne, can you do this? Oh, Brianne, could you be in charge of this? Oh, Brianne, can you direct a play? Oh, Brianne, can you do this? Oh, blah, 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 all the things, right? And until I had that big picture of what was most important to me and my family and what our goals with our homeschool, then I was like, and I literally have a huge calendar. It's like this big. It's like in my bedroom on a whiteboard. And my husband and I go through at the very beginning of the year with our kids. We plan out everything, okay? In fact, like, down to, like, my son, when he turns 16, he has a rule that he has to go out on a date every month. Well-planned, okay? Well-planned. Because I see all these kids not being able to transition into that. So that was important to us. So guess what we did? We put it on the calendar. If you don't put it on the calendar, it's just like a budget. If you don't tell your money where to go, it goes somewhere. If you don't tell your time where to go, it goes somewhere. Nobody else gets my time. So now when somebody calls me, like, hey, Brianne, could you do this? And I'm like, no, sorry. My kid has a play date. Right? Otherwise, you would have been like, oh, no, I can cancel that. No, this is part of her social stuff that we have put in, and it puts everything in perspective. So at the beginning of the year, I do everything, right? At the beginning of the school year, I do a whole curriculum overview. Like, do I love this? Do I whatever? What do I need to tweak? What do I need to change? But then throughout, I give myself permission to do whatever I want, right? But that's important. Mm-hmm. Anybody else?
I have a question. Do your kids by chance do any, like, sports, like where does sports events fit
sure.
in there?
So I actually run an entire softball program in our thing. I have a love-hate relationship with sports. So because they want you to commit your whole life to them. And I actually feel like it's become too competitive for kids who want to do it recreational to participate and not have coaches judge them. My son is like this big and he is a sophomore, but he's on the C team and hardly gets any play time. And I'm like, how does that happen? It's because he's had bad coaches for all these years, and because he doesn't even know the fundamentals. You know, like, they don't even know the fundamentals. They lose, like, by 30 points every single time. But
what we had to say about that was, like, he wanted to do it. It was a social thing for him. And so, like, we did that. For a while, though, I canceled all of our after-school activities because I couldn't give my kids what they needed. They couldn't give them what they needed. It was only for, like, a year, maybe a two. And I said, that I can't do that right now. And then we came back to it, right? And so don't overschedule kids, but, like, my kids love their stuff. So my girls do gymnastics. My son does ninja parkour over at Randy's. My little son does, and my middle son. My older son did all of the sports at the school, but I hate working with school. I have a problem with them. Like, not really a problem with them. I don't hate them. I hate all of, like, the ties. Like, I'm like, wait a second. My kid doesn't have to ride the bus if he doesn't want to. You know, like, all the things.
Yeah.
Like, all, you know, all those things. And, like, even, like, he was going to do the drama one or whatever, like, where they can go in. I didn't even want to sign him up for school. And I'm like, shoot, I'm the director of The Little Mermaid, so you can just be in that one. Right? Like, so sometimes, and I will say that, I create experiences for my children. Okay? So, like, if I see something that there's a need, I have no problem. That's why the softball program was created, because I was taking them somewhere else and I couldn't drive to Pocatello. And now we have 250 kids from our town participating in it, okay? So, like, find what your kid needs and don't be afraid to create those. But what was the question about sports, though?
Just how that fits in, like, if they're going through a school, I guess.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, my kids have never gone through the school.
Okay.
I will say, though, I had to work through a school on it because IDX is a STEM program for ISU,
mm-hmm.
and they do it all across the state. I've won it the last 2 years with my kids. It didn't go over very well because the school, I won the school thousands of dollars and three 3D printers, but they weren't happy because the homeschoolers won. Okay. So it was like, I don't know, it was a thing. I even put like two of the school kids in it, but we did a project-based learning one. It was fantastic. Kids came in from it. It was awesome, but the school was really hard to work with that, right? Some people were cool with it. Some people weren't. But I don't love working with the school. I like doing my own thing. Mm-hmm. Anybody else? Anybody's free to leave too if you want to, but.
So, like, you're talking about just your building blocks. My kids are younger, so I'm at the building blocks.
Yes.
Like, you're talking about the time. I've gone through and I've scheduled out everything I need to do
yes.
in the day. And I'm like, 4 hours over. We're like, well,
yes.
Two.
Yes.
Where do I fit in? Like, I'm
yes.
exhausted.
1,000%. I've been here.
I was trying to figure out, like, do you have yours? Well, I
wrote
it down. The A1, I guess,
SLS. Mm-hmm.
Do your little kids do that?
Yeah.
How does that work? Because I've been using the Good and Beautiful. I do love it for
I do too.
But
yeah.
They do, I feel like it's very thorough. It teaches
yes.
well. It's very well-rounded. They
yes.
get so many other things
yes.
within just the, like, language arts. Like,
yes.
they touch on geography. They learn
right.
more about the world.
Yes.
And so I let, there's a lot of good in it, but it takes
yeah.
a lot of time.
Totally.
And so I wonder how you like what you do.
Yeah.
And I also am trying to embrace technology more because all the same reasons you talked
right.
about. I worry about that. Just too much time on technology.
Yes.
Totally got to switch your kid up. And how do you know?
Yeah. yeah. So the SLS one, they can just pop on themselves. So every kid, like, my kids all have their own, like, laptops and devices.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, for school, their laptops are having to walk down to the road because kids wander, right? Like, so you have to, like, know their, like, maybe kids don't do that, my kids do, okay? And so, like, they have a specific thing for their school. They lock it up or whatever, and then they